宝山区九年级英语听力测试马上就要开始了，请同学们做好准备。宝山区九年级英语听力测试马上就要开始了，请同学们做好准备。
Hello, Jun.
Hi, Johnson.
It's very nice to see you at the Baosan radio station.
Me too.
This morning, we are going to give the students an English listening test.
Is it difficult?
No, I don't think so.
By the way, shall we greet the students of grade 9 first?
Yeah. Good morning, young ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jiang Sengguo.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm Wu Jun.
It's very nice to see you again on the electric wave. This morning, we are going to have an English listening test.
And it's quite easy.
Yes, so please don't be nervous and try to calm yourselves down, okay?
Shall we read a rhyme?
That's a good idea.
I'm sure the students will relax their mind when they hear the rhyme.
All right, now let's read the rhyme.Down, down, down. White snow, white snow. Snow on the houses, snow on the trees, snow on the roads. Down, down it came. Little dog came out to play.
Bow, wow, wow,
he said.
A snow boy, bow, wow, wow. Hello, snow boy,
he said.
I want to play with you.
Little dog was happy. He jumped up and down. He went around and around, snow boy. Little dog played and played.
Snow boy,
he said,
you are my friend. I like to play with you. But I have to stop now.
And the little dog went home. The sun was out. Little dog came out to play. He wanted to play with his friend.
Where's Snow Boy?
He said.
I want to play with Snow Boy.
Little dog looked all around. No snow. No Snow Boy. Little dog went home. Where was Snow Boy?The rhyme and the music are very nice, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
All right, now let's begin our English listening test. English listening test for grade 9 now begins.
九年级英语听力测试现在开始。
First, would you please write down your name, class, and school?
首先，请写下你们的学校、班级和姓名。
One, listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A, listen and choose the right picture.
根据你所听到的内容选出相应的图片。
Number one, my younger brother Tommy is familiar with the computer games.
My younger brother, Tommy, is familiar with the computer games.
Number two. What a wonderful snowman the little girl is making now.
What a wonderful snowman the little girl is making now.
Number three. Our teachers gave a warm welcome to the foreign guests yesterday afternoon.
Our teacher gave a warm welcome to the foreign guests yesterday afternoon.
Number four. I saw Auntie Lucy watering flowers when I passed her garden just now.
I saw Aunt Lucy watering flowers when I passed her garden just now.
Number five. There will be a volleyball match between class one and class two tomorrow.
There will be a volleyball match between class one and class two tomorrow.
Number six. Mrs. Green asked her son not to open the window because the wind became stronger.
Mrs. Green asked her son not to open the window because the wind became stronger.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你所听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
Number seven.
Is Egypt an Asian country?
No, it isn't. But most of us think so. It's in Africa. Question. What are they talking about?
Is Egypt an Asian country?
No, it isn't. But most of us think so. It's in Africa. Question. What are they talking about? Number eight.
Where are you going, Billy?
Today is Tom's birthday. He invited Ben and me to his birthday party. Question. Whose birthday is it today?
Where are you going, Billy?
Today is Tom's birthday. He invited Ben and me to his birthday party. Question. Whose birthday is it today? Number nine. When are we supposed to have the final exam? On Tuesday or Wednesday?
Neither. The headmaster says we'll have the exam on Thursday.
That's good. I'll have enough time to prepare for it. Question. When will they have the exam? When are we supposed to have the final exam? On Tuesday or Wednesday?
Neither. The headmaster says we'll have the exam on Thursday.
That's good. I'll have enough time to prepare for it. Question. When will they have the exam? Number 10.
Look! What beautiful Christmas tree! Shall we buy one?
Okay, how much?
Let me see. The green one is 125 yuan. The white one is a bit more expensive. It's 135 yuan.
Question. How much is a white Christmas tree?
Look! What a beautiful Christmas trees! Shall we buy one?
Okay, how much?
Let me see. The green one is 125 yuan. The white one is a bit more expensive. It's 135 yuan.
Question. How much is a white Christmas tree? Number 11.
Jill, here's a letter for you.
Thank you, Alice. Oh, it's from William, my pen friend.
What did he say in the letter?
He said he will come to Shanghai soon. Question. Who will come to Shanghai soon?
Jill, here's a letter for you.
Thank you, Alice. Oh, it's from William, my pen friend.
What did he say in the letter?
He said he will come to Shanghai soon. Question: Who will come to Shanghai soon? Number 12. Can I help you, madam?
Yes, please. I'd like a hamburger and a small cake, please.
Here you are. It's $9 altogether.
Here's the money.
Thank you. Shall I find a seat for you?
No, thanks. I'd like to have it in my car.
Question: Where were they talking? Can I help you, madam?
Yes, please. I'd like a hamburger and a small cake, please.
Here you are. It's $9 altogether.
Here's the money.
Thank you. Shall I find a seat for you?
No, thanks. I'd like to have it in my car.
Question: Where were they talking? Number 13. Do you like monkeys, Lisa?
Yes, of course. They're so clever. In fact, I like many kinds of animals, such as pandas, elephants, horses, but my favorite is cats.
Why not keep one as a pet?
I think I will.
Question: What kind of animals does Lisa like best? Do you like monkeys, Lisa?
Yes, of course. They are so clever. In fact, I like many kinds of animals, such as pandas, elephants, and horses, but my favorite is cats.
Why not keep one as a pet?
I think I will.
Question: What kind of animals does Lisa like best? Number 14.
Hi, John. You look tired. What's the matter with you?
Nothing serious. I just worked too late last night and didn't have enough sleep.
Not enough sleep is bad for your health.
That's true. I will go to bed earlier and never work till late at night.
That's right.
Question: Why does John look tired?
Hi, John. You look tired. What's the matter with you?
Nothing serious. I just worked too late last night, and I didn't have enough sleep.
Not enough sleep is bad for your health.
That's true. I will go to bed earlier and never work till late at night.
That's right.
Question: Why does John look tired? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
When you are having a holiday, one of the main questions to ask is which hotel or apartment to choose. Yet, when it comes to France, you have another special choice: tree houses. Tree houses are big news in France, and many campsites now offer them to travelers as a new choice, besides mobile homes and tents. The price may be a little higher, but they do give you the chance to relive childhood memories or create them for your own children. Living in a tree house, you have every right to let your imagination run wild. Aaron Lawrence, one of France's top tree house designers, said, "People like things that connect them with their childhood. All of us had the experience of building a dam at some point when we were young, and people like that feeling of freedom when they are children. Its fairy tale style gives travelers a special feeling, such as living like a forest king and waking up into the fresh morning air." Another kind of treehouse is a star cube. It gives you the chance to both sleep in the open air and stare at the stars shining in the sky. Each star cube not only offers all the comfortable living materials you will expect from a hotel room, but also gives you a chance to watch the sky by using a telescope. The window in the roof allows you to stare at the stars from your bed when you are going to sleep.
When you are having a holiday, one of the main questions to ask is which hotel or apartment to choose. Yet, when it comes to France, you have another special choice, tree houses. Tree houses are big news in France, and many campsites now offer them to travelers as a new choice besides mobile homes and tents. The price may be a little higher, but they do give you the chance to relive childhood memories or create them for your own children. Living in a treehouse, you have every right to let your imagination run wild. Alan Lawrence, one of France's top treehouse designers, said people like things that connect them with their childhood. All of us had the experience of building a den at some point when we were young, and people like that feeling of freedom when they are children. Its fairy tale style gives travelers a special feeling, such as living like a forest king and waking up into the fresh morning air. Another kind of treehouse is the star cube. It gives you the chance to both sleep in the open air and stare at the stars shining in the sky. Each star cube not only offers all the comfortable living materials you would expect from a hotel room, but also gives you a chance to watch the sky by using a telescope. The windows in the roof allow you to stare at the stars from your bed when you are going to sleep.
D. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks.
听短文填空，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
Ernest Hemingway was born in 1899 in the state of Illinois. His father was a doctor, and his mother taught music lessons. When Hemingway was young, the family owned a house on a lake where they spent the summers. Hemingway learned to hunt, fish, camp in the woods and lakes. His early experiences with nature made him interested in outdoor adventures, hunting and fishing. After graduating from high school in 1917, Hemingway worked as a reporter for a newspaper named the Kansas City Star. During World War I, Hemingway, at the age of 19, volunteered to become an ambulance driver for the Red Cross in Italy. He got wounded in a battle and was sent to a hospital in Milan. He fell in love with Annie, a Red Cross nurse 7 years older than he. They planned to marry. However, Annie married someone else in 1919. Later, Hemingway began writing and traveling around the world. In 1925, his first novel, The Sun Also Rises, came out. It is widely considered his best work. 4 years later, he wrote A Farewell to Arms, a sad love story of an American soldier and a British nurse. The plot was inspired by his early relationship with Agnes in Milan. In 1939, Hemingway moved to Cuba. He wrote For Whom the Bell Tolls the same year. In 1952, his last novel, The Old Man and the Sea, was published, and it made Hemingway famous and gave him the Pulitzer Prize in 1952 and the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1954. Because of bad health and illness of the mind, Hemingway killed himself in July 1961. The influence of his writings on American literature was great and continues today.
Ernest Hemingway was born in 1899 in the state of Illinois. His father was a doctor and his mother taught music lessons. When Hemingway was young, the family owned a house on a lake where they spent the summers. Hemingway learned to hunt, fish, and camp in the woods and the lakes. His early experiences with nature made him interested in outdoor adventures, hunting and fishing. After graduating from high school in 1917, Hemingway worked as a reporter for a newspaper named the Kansas City Star. During World War I, Hemingway, at the age of 19, volunteered to become an ambulance driver for the Red Cross in Italy. He got wounded in a battle and was sent to a hospital in Milan. He fell in love with Agnes, a Red Cross nurse 7 years older than he. They planned to marry. However, Agnes married someone else in 1919. Later, Hemingway began writing and traveling around the world. In 1925, his first novel, The Sun Also Rises, came out. It is widely considered his best work. 4 years later, he wrote A Farewell to Arms, a sad love story of an American soldier and a British nurse. The plot was inspired by his earlier relationship with Agnes in Milan. In 1939, Hemingway moved to Cuba. He wrote For Whom the Bell Tolls the same year. In 1952, his last novel, The Old Man and the Sea, was published, and it made Hemingway famous and gave him the Pulitzer Prize in 1952 and the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1954. Because of bad health and illness of the mind, Hemingway killed himself in July 1961. The influence of his writings on American literature was great and continues today.
That's the end of the listening test.
听力测试到此结束.
Please go on with the written work.
请继续完成笔试题。